Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
I'm going to move on now because the US President Joe Biden has confirmed that he intends to visit Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement next month, and is expected to travel to a number of locations on both sides of the border on this island. No dates yet confirmed for the trip, and Biden is not expected to travel on the actual anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. That's on the 10th of April. That's as much as we know. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar confirmed this morning that he intends to renew the invitation to Mr. Biden to visit Ireland when he attends the St. Patrick's Day reception at the White House. And that's, as you know, on Friday. A little earlier, I spoke to Minister of State for European Affairs, Peter Burke, and I began by asking him if he has any further detail on the upcoming visit.
I note reports that President Biden has confirmed his intention to come to Ireland, and obviously that's very welcome considering the year that we're in terms of approaching the 25th anniversary to the Good Friday Agreement. Also, your listeners will be very well aware that the US have been key interlocutors at very important and sensitive times during the negotiation period of the Good Friday Agreement, and also when George Mitchell was appointed back in 1997 and 98 to chair the peace process talks that was so important to keep all the main actors within the room. So they have a huge part to play to continue in terms of to work with our own government in getting hopefully the institutions back up and running, mm-hmm. but to have a proud history as well.
A really sensitive time as well, given the problems with the Northern Ireland Protocol and the painstaking negotiation to bring the Windsor framework together that's being analysed by the DUP and unionism now. Would you caution the President to tread carefully politically as he visits the North?
Well, I think it is a very sensitive time. Obviously, the European Union has to progress with its work in terms of to operationalise the agreement, the Windsor framework. The UK has to get, obviously, the deal ratified through Parliament. And which is key to all this, obviously, is trying to provide a very clear pathway for the institutions in Northern Ireland to get back up and running and essentially deliver for the people of Northern Ireland, because they have voted for and elected parties to govern, run the institutions. And we're all aware of the significant problems that are building in Northern Ireland around public services and healthcare, and the need of government to really adjudicate on them and make firm decisions. So I would be very hopeful that given this piece of time that the DUP will come on board. But I do believe, and this is very difficult in terms of the process for all political parties, but they do need a little bit of time, a little bit of calmness to try and obviously let them go through the agreement with a fine tooth comb, and hopefully it will provide the pathway then for them to come on board.
Minister, it's been described, the President's visit to Ireland, as a major tourism boost. And I know already his relations and people in Louth and Mayo and other places in Ireland have been keen for him to visit and pencil in a visit there to their localities. Where would you like to see him go?
Well, I think it's very important that we strongly mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. So I think Northern Ireland is very central to our hearts at the moment. And that's been right across government, and it's been very visibly demonstrated by the Taoiseach and Tánaiste to have had a number of visits over the last 3 months with all the five main political parties. So I think it's very important.
So will the bulk of the visit be there, Minister?
I would think it's going to play a significant part of it. And it would be good, obviously, to have him in the Republic of Ireland. We know back in 2016 that as Vice President that he was in the Republic. And we saw his great clips at that stage with our former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, in Mayo. But Cormac, it was incredible in terms of the scale, in terms of the reporting that trip got at that stage. And we can imagine now, once he's President, in terms of the spin-off for Ireland in all the media outlets right throughout the world. So I think it's very important for our country to have a visit like this. And obviously, mm-hmm. we have something to acknowledge and to celebrate in the 25th year since the Good Friday Agreement.
Can I bring you to other matters now for a moment? Because Sinn Féin tabling a motion, which will go ahead next Tuesday, I think, to keep the eviction ban on foot of the government's decision last week to lift the eviction ban at the end of the month. Is that something you'll consider?
No, I think the government have really went through the stress tests on the eviction ban. They've looked in terms of what has happened since quarter three in 2022. Obviously, we've had a number of new social housing units come on board. We've had around 600 leases, 500 acquisitions. We've brought 1,500 voids back into place and also 650 emergency beds. But the key thing is, Cormac, and the key judgment in all of this is homelessness, unfortunately, has got worse over the period of the eviction ban. And we really have to look at...
But not because of the ban, surely. Why are you saying, giving a point-blank refusal to consider this motion by Sinn Féin, when the likes of Father Peter McVerry has said that lifting the ban will cause a tsunami of human misery?
Well, it won't, because essentially what we need to provide is strong, sustainable tenancies for people, be it cost rental tenancies, be it increasing our social housing list, and bringing new starter homes onto the marketplace.
But that
and
won't
that's
happen.
What we're trying to do as a government.
That won't happen before the end of the month.
But unfortunately, what happens is when there's uncertainty in terms of having bans, what it does affect is investment. And when you look at the figures, around 85% of landlords either have one or two properties. They are leaving the marketplace en masse, and this is not helping them. And that's the key thing. We're in danger of losing tenancies. We want to try and get more small landlords into the marketplace, which in turn will provide additional tenancies. But when I hear Sinn Féin talking so cynically, and this is a fact, that when you are trying to keep landlords in the market when they are fleeing in their droves, Sinn Féin are looking to put forward an extra second home tax on each of those properties. So in other words, taxing people as they leave the marketplace, and that would be catastrophic for our marketplace. And that's what Sinn Féin have proposed in their pre-budget submission. So they should come on and answer for that.
Well, that's something we'll debate with Sinn Féin at another point. Can I ask you finally, though, before I let you go, Minister, you and other ministers and members of the government are travelling quite soon over the next day or so to various locations for the St. Patrick's Day festivities. You're going to Italy, is that right?
I am indeed. So I'm travelling to Milan first, then moving on to Bologna, where there is an exhibition for food producers, and then going to Rome and finally in the Vatican City. So it is a unique time where we can get to meet and work with all our state agencies, from Enterprise Ireland, the IDA, Board BIA, and see essentially how they're doing over the past 12 months, and then meet a lot of their customers. We have two exhibitions to attend in Rome, and that's very important to try and meet customers on the ground with so many Irish companies that are working to try and gain new market share in areas like Italy.
And what do you say finally to some members of the opposition and the Dáil who've been saying that it's only right and proper that some ministers at least stay at home, given the crises, the housing crisis and the homelessness crisis, for example, that we have at in the country at the moment?
I absolutely understand why people may think that, but having seen the capacity a visit has in terms of going to other countries really was demonstrated to me last year. And one of the key things was that when you get such a window on St. Patrick's Day to really divert all the attention to Ireland, and that's obviously demonstrated by one of a minister going out to a particular country, but that we could have all public buildings right around the world last year be lit up with the Ukrainian colours. Obviously, the tradition is that we would put our own green colours for St. Patrick's Day in, but Ireland was central of having the world make a united statement do that. And that shows its marketing capacity. And if we give up those unique slots right around the world, it will have a serious detrimental effect in terms of our capacity as a small, open economy to attract market share, attract new business into our country, and indeed that in turn grows more jobs.
Minister of State for European Affairs with Fine Gael, Peter Burke, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Cormac.